The Russians took my parents to Siberia, and it was just exam time. It was the last grade in high school, and I still had two exams, algebra and German. The German was no problem for me because those days I could speak German fluently. But I thought about the algebra, I was worried, I had no idea. So my oldest sister at that time was with my parents on the farm, and she had come into the city and said, something funny is happening tonight. There's something going to be, you know. We were under Russians at that time. She says, you better come home and let's see. I said, okay. And we were on the bikes and started to drive. And I was a little way out of the city already when I said, no, tomorrow I have algebra. I have to study a little bit more. I better go back and do so in house, yeah. And by that time, we already were thrown out. Our farm was taken away. So my parents were in my dad's younger brother's farm. Both families together there, you see. So next morning I woke up, somebody was knocking on my window. And I got up, I ran to the window, and there was my boyfriend. And the woman that looked in the boarding house, you know, she looked after us. She was very strict. That if we went to a party or somewhere, he had to disappear already halfway home because she would come meet me, you see, and that just wasn't done. And I said, how the heck, why is he here at the window? And he said, your parents have been arrested and taken away. Have you heard anything? I said, nothing at all. So I said, you go to the post office and maybe you can phone them, the farm, find out what's happening. In the meantime, I will get dressed and I'll be with you. And then he came back and he said, oh no, they are all arrested, they are on the trains already. You can't get to them anymore. But they are looking for you, because I was still 19 years old at that time.